Looks like we made it. That's right. Friday, March 11, 2016. Good evening, everybody. The business day has come to an end, and for the most part, the work week is over. Yeah, give or take an hour here or there or whatever. Not too shabby. Hope you had a great week. Let's see, today I'm going to continue with yesterday's topic of tone it down. See, I want to expand on it a little bit. See, as a leader of one or of many, there is no need to tone it down. To be someone, you need to be someone that people will want to follow. To be someone that people will do what it takes to follow through hell and back. And that means you cannot afford to tone it down. See, it's like this. When you tone it down because someone told you you have to tone it down, you have just given your power to them. Leaders are not in the business of giving up power. Hell, they work long and hard to be in the position they're in. So giving up power because someone told them to tone it down is the last thing they want to do. I know it's the last thing I want to do. See, giving up power is not what leaders are expected to do. They're not, really. Especially, you know, when it comes to giving up that power to doubters, naysayers, and critics. No. No. That's not what that's about. That's not what being a leader is about. However, something I need to know, or need you to know, is, and always remember, never forget, leaders exist to share power with others. Leaders exist to create more leaders, thus they create. Leaders cannot tone it down. They can never tone it down. Remember the last time someone told you to tone it down? How did it make you feel? Did you eventually tone it back up? You are a leader, and of course you toned it back up. You had to. So keep toning it up and be a leader, whether they like it or not. That's it, folks. That's it for today. So until tomorrow, I'm Dave Garrett. Thank you for listening. Talk to you soon.